Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge. I'm your daily dose of wisdom, motivation, and a whole lot of real talk. Now, I know what you're thinking. Affirmations, isn't that a bit woo-woo? Trust me, I was there too. But hear me out, because even the most skeptical among us can benefit from the power of positive self-talk. Think about it. Our minds are constantly buzzing with thoughts, right? Some are good, some are not so great. Those negative whispers can really drag us down, leaving us feeling stuck and unmotivated. But what if we could turn that tide? What if we could rewire our brains to focus on the positive, to cultivate a sense of inner strength and resilience? That's where affirmations come in. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you harness the power of affirmations. First off, remember that affirmations aren't about denying reality or pretending everything is perfect. They're about shifting your perspective, choosing to focus on what you want to create rather than dwelling on what's not going well. Think of it like this. If you keep telling yourself, I can't do this, guess what? You probably won't. But if you start saying, I'm capable, I'm resourceful, and I'm willing to learn, your brain starts to believe it, opening up new possibilities. Number 2. Make it personal. Don't just go repeating generic affirmations that feel hollow or meaningless. Dig deep and find what truly resonates with you. What are your goals? Your strengths? What areas do you want to improve? Craft your affirmations around those specific desires and aspirations. You want them to be like personalized power-ups for your mind. Third, keep it simple and positive. No need to overcomplicate things. Short, clear affirmations that express what you want to achieve are more effective. For example, instead of saying I will overcome this challenge, try I am strong and capable. It's all about focusing on the desired outcome, not dwelling on the problem itself. 4. Repeat, repeat, repeat. This is crucial. Just like any new habit, affirmations require consistency. Incorporate them into your daily routine, say them out loud in the mirror, write them down in a journal, or even set reminders on your phone. The more you practice, the more deeply they'll sink into your subconscious mind. And finally, believe it. This is probably the most important part of the entire process. Affirmations work best when they come from a place of genuine belief. So, as you repeat those empowering words, try to feel them deep within yourself. Visualize your success, embrace the positive energy, and let those affirmations become a driving force in your life. Now, imagine this. You're about to walk into a big presentation at work. Your heart is racing, your palms are sweaty, and you're battling self-doubt. But then you remember that powerful affirmation you've been repeating lately. I am confident, I am prepared, and I can deliver an amazing presentation. You take a deep breath, stand tall, and walk in with newfound conviction. That's the magic of affirmations that can transform your mindset, boost your confidence, and help you overcome any obstacle that comes your way. So go ahead, start crafting your own positive affirmations today. And remember, even small steps towards self-belief can lead to extraordinary results. This episode has been all about harnessing the power of positive affirmations to elevate your mood and mindset. Remember, it's not about being naive or ignoring reality, it's about choosing to focus on what's good, what's possible, and what you want to create in your life. So keep repeating those affirmations, believe in yourself, and watch how your world transforms. Want to share your own affirmation journey? Hit me up on social media, I'm always looking for ways to connect with my fellow Stoic Edge Seekers. Until next time, stay sharp, stay grounded, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.